you know, I'm going through emails here. Apparently, I've not been very good about it lately. I've got 100 stacked in there. Sarah helped me out by putting them all in one column now. I thought, well, that'll help me keep up. Wrong. But I appreciate it. So I'm working my way through them. I'm doing my very best. I love it when you send me emails. SteveGruber.com is the place to do that. And the person that really runs the things, the entire operation, I don't know if I'm in trouble or not. I could be. Anyhow, Ivy came in and said, I'm going to be on today. I said, yes, ma'am. That's what I said. And here she is now. Look, everybody, it's Ivy.
Good morning. And then there was a whip crack.
Wait, what?
You know, that's why we use that in the mornings, because it's my method of getting your attention.
Getting me to...
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. I might not go to work tomorrow. Oh, wait, I'm not going to go to work tomorrow because you and I are actually traveling. We've got some things coming up. And we're going to go to North Carolina. We're going to go to Georgia. We're going to talk to people there. But the real reason a lot of people don't show up tomorrow, this is one of the times of the year that people have to call in sick a lot. And the reason is what you have in your hand right there, Ivy. A lot of people just don't make it to the office because they're watching basketball.
Yes. It's the playoffs begin. Yeah.
March Madness begins with Michigan State University at 12:15. So Michigan State's up in, what, 4 hours or less?
Oh, really?
Yeah, against Mississippi State, which is a very athletic team. Anyhow, real quick on the brackets, what do you got? Who's winning?
Well, you want my final four?
Sure, why not?
All right, I have UConn playing Arizona and Kentucky playing Tennessee. Kentucky wins. And Arizona wins, and I have Arizona winning the championship.
Wait a second.
Which I thought was funny because you chose Arizona, and I had no idea what you were going to choose.
Did you look at my bracket? Have you been looking over my shoulder?
No, I did not at all. Actually, you had completed yours, and I started working on mine.
Yeah.
And I have.
Yeah, see, I had completed mine, and then you did yours, and you happened to pick the same champion.
No, I had no idea what you chose.
Yeah, anyhow, you know, there's a lot of money involved here, exactly zero, but we did. We did do it in the household and with our employees, which was a lot of...
Look, I don't know. I don't think Anthony's done his yet.
What?
Well, we'll see.
I'm working on it.
He'll be reprimanded, you know. he'll be reprimanded. And in fact, open the door there, Anthony. Let that... We have a zoo here. Cats and dogs running wild in our studio. There he is.
There may be a cat in my lap here shortly. Anyhow.
Yeah, it's possible. Anyhow, so on to more serious items. All right, so we'll watch the tournament, and we wish Michigan State the best, although it has been not a good year. They started in the top five and proceeded to plummet from there, but they made it in. A couple of late wins get them into the tournament. But
I love watching sports when it gets to this championship time, and it's just really exciting. I think it, especially for basketball and football at the college level, it's just, they're really playing the heart out. And we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. You know, but sports has changed, as you know.
Yeah.
And we have a relative. I'll leave it there. We have a relative that's going to go into high-end Division I sports in about a year, just over a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
And but sports has changed. This whole name, image, likeness thing. Some of these players are making millions of dollars.
Well, the big schools that have all the money are going to have all the best athletes because they can bring them in. They can say, hey, we are going to give you this much in that money. And so it's really going to, in my opinion, destroy, this fair play amongst, hey, if you have really great players in a small school, you have the chance of winning the championship. So,
right. You have a great chance of winning the championship. And isn't it cool? And it is fun to watch anyhow. So... on to some more important things. Basketball we'll keep track of, but we need something I want to ask you about here because we saw this come over of Tyson Chicken, firing 1,200 people in Iowa of a plant that's been there for decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we talk about the border crisis. We talk about the problems that it creates for people. Yet, here's Tyson. And just one example. They're just one company doing this. Firing 1,200 people, closing down the packing plant for chicken in Iowa, and hiring thousands of illegals, holding job fairs in New York City and elsewhere to hire illegal aliens to chop chickens and pigs and cows.
See, I don't understand how that's possibly legal. I mean, how do you pay them?
Let's forget about the legal part for a second. How is it moral?
It's certainly not moral.
You know, how is it moral that you fire Americans? The town is... in Iowa, I can't think of the name of the town. It's only about 6,000-7,000
people. You know, this is interesting, Steve. I was driving down the road the other day, and I saw a sign that said, you know, cancel Tyson, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, what the heck could that mean? And now that you're bringing story to my attention, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, cancel. So there's a boycott of Tyson is right.
Completely, yeah.
And, well, you know, they're holding these jobs. And I don't know how that's possible. Look, I saw Ben Berquam reporting from Minneapolis back on Super Tuesday, so a couple of weeks ago. And he was going to a polling place to cover the election. He came across a couple of hundred of people congregating on a corner. He said, oh, let me stop. Pretty obvious what it was. Almost none of them spoke English, and none of them had papers to work.
Mm-hmm.
So what Tyson's offering the people, in addition to job opportunities, is lawyers. We'll hire all the lawyers you need to get through the process while screwing an entire town in Iowa. And again, that's just one example. Amazon does it. Walmart does it. These big meat companies, these big factory farm companies really do it. We've seen other evidence of this on these big factory farms. We just watched a documentary I did about a chicken farmer, egg farmer, who brought in the illegals year after year, paid them dirt, gave them lousy housing, lousy facilities, made himself a fortune. And it got fined a couple of times. But, you know, what I'm saying is it's not just bad government policy. It's bad policy by these big corporations oftentimes that create these problems.
It certainly gives corporations a bad name. And it makes it seem like they're just, you know, greedy. And all they're concerned about is the bottom line.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, this conscious capitalism that we believe in, doing the right thing.
The problem with conscious capitalism is some people take that too far and it becomes socialism.
Right. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. But if this could really impact a local community, that most of the jobs in that local community, where you're talking about in Iowa, can completely, where all of those workers now, what did you say, 1,200 are going to go?
They can't bounce
And
back.
It's already a concern for jobs in America. Do we have enough jobs? And quite frankly, you know, I think people are concerned about AI. Now we're concerned about illegal immigrants getting the jobs that Americans should have, and that is concerning. I do hear, too, the argument that there are a lot of Americans who aren't up for the job, who don't want to go and, you know, do farming or do this and that. And so
I don't believe that, by the way.
And I don't agree with that either. And so, but I have heard that argument. Well, there aren't enough people in America who want to do these jobs, so we have to bring, you know, the immigrants in to do the green card holders, if you will, to bring them in and do these jobs. And I think as a woman, as a mom, you know, looking at the election this year, that's definitely a concern about the future of this place that we call home, America. You know, what are we doing? What are we setting up for our kids?
Yeah, we're setting up a system. The cost of goods. Hold that thought. We believe it or not, we blew through that whole segment. So hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Ivy, don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Dewar Show. Ivy here. We're going to talk more about, you know, what are we leaving for our kids. I'm also going to ask Ivy about a story she put on my desk about Fisker, an EV company that needs $150 million today, or they're going to be out of business tomorrow. They're in big trouble. Fisker makes a cool-looking car, but nobody wants EVs. More after the break on the Steve Gerber Show.
Right? You've spent a lot more time there in the last 3 years, and you may even work from home now. You check smoke detectors, furnace filters, and for carbon monoxide. Have you checked your radon levels? Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. Radon is an odorless radioactive gas present in all homes, and no family should be at risk when you can reduce your radon exposure. Test now, test regularly. Learn where to get a test kit at michigan.gov/radon. Sponsored by Eagle and MAB.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.